So I've been involved with Caring for Life for many years, initially as a supporter and then as a volunteer, and used to take teams up to the farm from my home church. And then more recently, back in July, became part of the exec team and staff on the at Caring for Life, which has been an amazing privilege. But one thing that has shone through for me is the Christ-centeredness of Caring for Life over all the years I've been involved. And that challenge to proclaim the love of Jesus as Lord. And to let people know that his love is for all. We've been touching on that during this service. It doesn't matter what background people come from, rich or poor, what religion, no religion, it doesn't matter. Caring for Life is for everybody. And that is just completely open. And that's always been the way. And when speaking to people, when speaking to organisations, maybe the governments, organisations, councils, other areas of work that support vulnerable adults, one thing we've made clear is first and foremost, we are Christian charity. And that's been no holds barred on that. And our prayer is to glorify the Lord, which isn't easy, as you all know. It's a difficult, and we're on our knees to the Lord every day just to say, help us. There's been times when we've struggled, and we've just needed to, like us all, in our Christian journey. But our prayer is to glorify the Lord in all that we do, but it isn't easy at times. And we give thanks again for everybody here and other churches and other supporters that partner with us. We can't do it. We need your prayers. We need your support and love, which you guys have been for many years. So it's a real privilege for me for the first time to be here and to have the welcome that Gail and I have had today. I was recently reminded of this while reading the book of Judges, chapter 7. It's a chapter where Gideon has been told that the huge Midianite army that he's going to be fighting will be delivered into his hands. The Lord said that to him. A number of thick as locusts, apparently. So we had a big army. But the army that Gideon had been whittled down to just 300 men. But the Lord said, the Midianite army will be delivered into your hands. So in this chapter, we see in verse 20 where three groups of 100 men storm the Midianite camp. I just wanted to read verse 20 to you. Then all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars. They held their blazing torches in their left hands and their horns in their right hands. And they all shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Caring for Life has been shining for the Lord since day one. And that light, that torch has never been hidden, ever. Again, it's been difficult, and especially in the challenging times that we've just experienced. It's not been easy. But we've prayed that the Lord would sustain us, and he has. Many times we really have been on our knees asking for prayer, for guidance and wisdom to our Lord. But through his blessings, we've been able to shine a light in the dark places that many of the beneficiaries find themselves. It's just been an honour to be able to support not just the previous beneficiaries that we've been, as you've seen from the video and what Gail said, through Zoom and now back on the farm, but there's been so many more people that we've come into contact with to new referrals, to share the love of Jesus first and foremost, but to be a practical support to them, whether that's with food parcels, whether that's with benefits, whether that's health and mental health areas. We've just been there for those people and we've tried the best we can. We've also continued to proclaim the gospel message We've blown that trumpet. We've shone that light. In his morning and evening devotional, again, which I was reading recently, by Charles Spurgeon, a 19th century Baptist preacher, he wrote these words on this passage. This is precisely what all Christians must do. First, you must shine. Break the pitcher which conceals your light. Throw aside the bushel which has been hiding your candle and shine. Let your light shine before men. Let your good works be such that when men look upon you, they shall know you have been with Jesus. He goes on to say, there must be a sound, the blowing of the trumpet. There must be active exertions for the ingathering of sinners by proclaiming Christ crucified. Take the gospel to them. Carry it to their door. Put it in their way. Do not allow them to escape it. Blow the trumpet right against their ears. By proclaiming Christ crucified. What a wonderful message. And when I became a Christian as an adult, that's one of the things I really found difficult. I remember coming to faith one weekend and going into my work and just unable to tell people that I'd found the Lord. I just found it so difficult. And it wasn't up until a few months later when I was being baptized, I was able to break that bushel and shine that light. And God gave me the strength, and only He could, to proclaim the love of Jesus and blowing that trumpet. And in this season of harvest, as we've seen, we can think of the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37, when Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Let us who are Christians proclaim that love of Jesus. Let's go into that harvest field and tell people. And maybe for those, if anybody here who does not know Christ, and there may be some here, let us tell of his love. Let's tell everybody of his love. Everybody. And we can tell them about the God that we know, Jesus that we know, who died for us on a cross for the forgiveness of sin. Again, it's been mentioned earlier, a common theme from the beneficiaries, they ask, why are you doing this? Why do you want to care for us? Why do you want to support us? Why do you want to love us? These are people who have not seen love, some of them, for many years or maybe never. And we can say, because we have a Jesus that loved us first. And then we can go on to talk about our Saviour. So to end, I pray that by a Spirit that lives in us that know Christ, that we would shine and we would shout out the name of Jesus and to testify to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you.